Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Well, the cattle futures followed the rest of the markets today under pressure for the most part all day long. Live cattle were closed down about 30 to 85 points, with the October live cattle finishing 32 lower at 108.20, December 60 lower at 111.22. So again, the cattle futures under pressure. There was some cash trade, it looks like, at 107 this week, and then it finished out today at 107 bid. I haven't seen anything higher than that. The feeder cattle are even lower than live cattle. They were $1.12 lower in October at $139.80. November's down $1.50 at $139.75. And the January's down $1.65 at $137.90. Generally speaking, those were about 30 to 50 cents off of their lows. The feeder cattle index currently 142.38 as of yesterday. October live feeder cattle are $139.80, so we're a little bit of a discount on that futures contract to the index. But we've come back a long way. Back in the springtime, it got below 115 on the index. We've come all the way back up. The high a few weeks ago on August 21st was around 144. So we've come back a long way, gained back all of our Tyson fire and then COVID issues for the most part on the feeder cattle index.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
The grain futures today were mixed. We had corn down about 3 cents, put December at 379.5. The soybean futures were down 3.5, put November at 1020. But the wheats were higher. Chicago December up 3 at 573.25. Kansas City December up 4.5 at 511. Been getting quite a bit of phone calls regarding the July of 21 Kansas City wheat. It seems like generally people are wanting to be sellers of that contract. They're putting wheat in the ground. A few people have had their wheat come up. Of course, there's still some dry weather forecast, and so a lot of wheat hadn't come up yet. But it seems like with the last 3 or 4 days of increased trade, trailed roughly 30 cents off the low 4 or 5 days ago on that contract. So people are looking at this as an opportunity to lay some off or get it sold. So that's kind of interesting to watch. December cotton today was down 9 at 65.82. And of course, the big news today is the news that the president and his wife both were tested positive for COVID. And that's rippled through the markets. This morning, the Dow Jones is down around 500 points. It came back after Speaker Pelosi actually mentioned that they're going to have some sort of deal related to the airline industry, and that helped the stock market come back.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.